Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is the birthday boy, Otto Loos.
Yeah, quite a boy.
And if you just heard what I was saying, if that came on the air, if you're going to die, you might as well be happy. The point is...
That's John's words of wisdom.
Yeah, we're
like
talking about, you know, every day
it's
you
a
get
gift.
Up.
And you know what? It's a gift.
And you don't know what's going to happen. Yeah. So if this is the last day of your life, why go around kicking a cat, screaming at people, making a stink, and then you die? You go around, you smile, you help somebody, you eat something you like, and you enjoy yourself. That's what and nobody knows that. We're only here for today. Whatever happened yesterday, don't let the guilt of what you may have done or you should have done capture you. Tomorrow, you know, I mean, and I'm repeating this as you can read any of this. This, you know, everybody's afraid of tomorrow. Tomorrow may never come for you. Right now, we have a wonderful set of cookies. We have wonderful Otto birthday.
And you know, in Otto's gift bag, actually, that I got him, it says, live your life and forget your age.
Wow.
So it really, you know,
well, you know what?
That's the way to do it.
I abide by that, all right?
He does. That's why when I saw that, I was like, oh, this is an Otto bag.
Well, I don't like to use the word old. I use the word older. Even if I was 99, I would be older, not old.
That's right.
And, you know,
right,
it's,
okay.
It's a mental approach to things. And what do we have?
So I'm supposed to say fatter than fat? What am I supposed to say?
I mean, but really, what do you have other than what goes on between your ears?
Right, I agree.
And you can make your between your ears as miserable as you want.
Right.
And get on the pity pot and think everybody's going to feel sorry for you. Most people don't. And most people really don't want to hear about your nonsense.
Right.
That doesn't mean if you have a real problem that you should be afraid to talk to people about it, because it's good to talk about real problems.
Right.
And you know what it's finding out problems. Also, like what my mom, I mean, you know, and this is, I think I am also the way I am because of my mom, you know, and we've always had such an open communication. We were saying, and we'll talk till we're blue in the face about, you know, everyone else, you know, just because we're, of course, we take like the world of worries and put it like on ourselves. So that's our problem. But... You know, it's always, we said, everyone's going to have problems and horrible things happen, but it's like, now what are you going to do? You know? And like, how are you going to make this better? You just got to take it head on and face it. And how are you going to make life positive and just find ways to kind of cope with it? You know? So that's certainly something. It's not easy. You know, and I remember, you know, since this is Otto's birthday show, all these conversations I've had with Otto over the years. And I remember him saying, you know, it's so much easier to do nothing, you know, like sometimes. Like, it's just that's the easier route, just to sit there and be like, you know, forget it, I'm throwing in the towel. But it takes work to actively try and be positive and focus on things. And it's something that,
especially when things aren't perfect.
Of course. It's, you know, I said it's easy to be like, ugh, I don't feel like doing it, you know, woe is me. But, you know, to really sit there and try to overcome it. But once you do it, you'll feel a lot better.
Well, one of the processes that you go through if you lose a spouse early, and it happened with Bunny and I both, all right, is you become very intolerant of people squawking about nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I
first lost my wife and I got three little kids and a job to contend with because I have to be able to feed them and take care of things, and you hear people grumbling about nonsense. That like gets annoying.
Yeah. That's a good point.
You know, and then you look and you see people who accomplish unbelievable things. Yep. They have no legs or, you know, arms. And, you know, they become a master at all kinds of different things. And they just are so determined to not let that take them over.
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't know how great I'd be in some of those situations.
Yeah.
You know, but you'd like to think you'd be okay.
Right.
You don't know because you're not there. And frankly, thankfully, you're not there.
And it's so important to count, you know, because and I know it's cliche and everyone, but, you know, my mom, you know, I'm every day, count your blessings, right? So you better believe every night I sit there and I, like, thank for everything that's positive. Because, you know, it's a lot of times to be like, you know, when something's bad, you all, you know, praying for that, you know, but it's like, sometimes you just got to be thankful.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, and because, you know, we walk around the house and we go, it could always be worse. That's like me and my mom's like go-to saying, like, listen, it could always be worse. You know, it's like, I'm not even, you know, because you think about those people that have been in these, have overcome, I mean, things that I could never even fathom. So it's important to do, to really have that outlook. And Otto is an exemplary person.
Well,
that,
and
I
John,
believe.
To me, is also
absolutely
a great example. No, you are.
No. You know, that's right. You fight, no. He doesn't give himself enough credit.
Without getting into
true.
Overly huge details, you fight a battle every day.
Yeah.
You know?
And some days are not good, to be honest.
Of course, yeah. But that's human nature. It's not going to be, you're right. Not going to be walking
on
around
balance,
skipping.
On balance, it's fine. On balance, you go along, and it's yeah. what it is. And other yeah. days, it's like, you know.
Well, you
why?
Know, I mean, both yeah, of you, right. obviously, you know, I've had the pleasure of, you know, meeting John's family and being in contact with them. And they love you just as much as Otto's children love him, because you both are great men.
That's so. Important, too, though.
It is important.
Because, you know, I have, unfortunately, lots of clients where siblings don't talk. They don't give a damn mm-hmm. about the mother. I'm saying, like,
right.
we're dealing right now with a situation. Two. And I'm doing all the work.
Yeah.
But there's two siblings. It's like, yeah. we got to, yeah. come.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I don't know. How do you raise kids? How does kids not love a mother? I just, I'm
it's
clueless.
Horrible.
You remember when my friend Dennis was on about a month ago, or maybe more, the guy who had lost both
legs. Oh, yeah, he was back
course.
There.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah, I remember him. Unbelievable. Yeah, cool guy.
Yeah, and one of the things he said about how he got through it is, you know, he had 100 days twice. Like he said, it's the closest thing to jail. He was in rehab for 100 days twice, mm-hmm. and, you know, you can't go anywhere. You're there, all right? And he says the thing that got him through was the fact that he realized it doesn't just affect him. It affected his family and his friends as well.
Right.
If you have family and friends who you can communicate with, you know, and
right.
To go through life with hate and anger and whatever with family is not a good thing. If there's any way people can patch things up by biting the bullet and trying to forget about whatever their issue was, unfortunately, a lot of times it comes down to money, and it comes down to
a lot of times it's money.
Yeah. Ego.
I see.
Mom favored me or you or whoever. You know, forget all that. You know.
No, it's yeah, true, and it's more exhausting. You know, because it's a running joke in my friends and family. Because I'm like, I cannot hold a grudge for anything. You know, I can't even like. I'm just like I just forgive all the time. But you know what? That's me. And, you know,
but you're better off at the end
and
of the day.
And you really are, because it's so exhausting, because I know people who just hold on to these things and this resentment and this anger, and what is, like, the point? All it does is get yourself, you know, sick.
Unfortunately, you know. In some cases, maybe, but in a lot of cases, that will never change.
Yeah.
You're not going to change.
You're not going to change people.
No.
And the other thing, like, this, when this comes from my mother, if there is something wrong with you and you're sick or whatever, mm-hmm. you shouldn't complain, because then you're bringing the other people down. Yeah. This was her, like,
mm-hmm.
and you know, my partner, my family. It's like, fine. How you feel? I'm fine, thank you. That's my saying. I'm fine, thank you. I'm fine. Because why make you say I'm having a vicious day? So if I'm having a bad day, then you say, oh, the poor guy is having a bad day. Then Christine's gonna say, oh, the poor guy is having a bad day. Then everybody turns around and says, oh, then you can bring 10 more people down. It yeah. serves no purpose. One
yeah.
person can be down. If it's like emergency room, that's a different story. But otherwise, if it's just a bad day, it's a bad day. Everybody has a bad day. If it's a bad day that a person can help.
Right.
If I say, Christina, I need this, could you get it? Boom, of course you share that.
That's right.
If it's just a bad day, it's just a bad day.
It's
you know?
I mean, like Christina said, it's not like we're born with the skill, I don't think.
No, it's like you have
right.
to
no,
I
no.
think you have
on.
To work
absolutely.
At
100%.
It,
although my
know?
Mom did say, my mom and dad said, I was born a fairy, so I might have been born with it, you know.
Well, she's probably right in your case.
No, but it really is.
We should have your mother on sometime.
To work on.
The two
Ooh.
Of you.
I wonder if this is an auto call or if this is a scam. Let's find out.
Or a scam.
Hello?
Oh, it's the IRS.
Hello? Hello?
It's a scam.
See, it was a scam. See, this is, you know, it all goes back. See, I told you how all of our shows, you know, sink in. It was a scam call, so, you know, watch out for those
the
scam
The IRS
calls.
Just called Christine.
They asked for a Home Depot gift card from me. But it's really, and like I said, it's a blessing to know Otto, and, you know, I mean, all my friends know who Otto is, Jay, because I'm just always like, that Otto's who I want to be. You know, when I grow up, I want to be Otto.
Yeah.
Well, the
when I grow up, I want to be Otto.
The one thing that amazes me with Otto is the the organizational
Well,
talent.
That's my that's favorite. A talent. That's actually my favorite part.
If you went
about
to my
it.
Car, you can find my clothes from yesterday. Yeah. If I got cold or hot, something.
No,
from
you
that
know what?
Seat.
I so appreciate I would to love, an organized I mean, person.
Oh, God.
It's really a wonderful thing. It's one of my favorite parts of
that's
Otto.
An enviable
yes,
thing.
Well, I agree.
A lot of people can't do it.
I agree.
You know what's interesting about that idea is when I was in school, I wasn't particularly a genius in academia.
Okay.
I didn't particularly like school. I was very busy playing
with
sports. Well, I was too stupid back then, John. I worked at a delicatessen. There used to be girls coming in buying pickles and stuff like that. They didn't eat pickles, but I didn't realize they were.
Well, listen, I
didn't realize they were. I was too stupid to know they were coming in
so
to
you're
see
cooking
me.
Or something else.
You know, I didn't know they were coming in to see me, so, you know, I was just stupid. Yeah.
I love it.
But my point being, I think we all have certain skill sets, some of which are good memories for school, and you can remember everything that comes along.
Right.
I didn't have that. I think I had a good logical mind and some good common sense, and I was always organized. And yeah. In the business world, which I was in, that always came to be a big asset because it's
it
amazing
an
how many people are not organized.
Oh, I'm not organized. I'm organized in certain areas.
Yeah.
You seem to be organized
with
in everything.
Yeah,
it's just,
I have a few things where I know true. Exactly where it is in a second. Other things, like I left it someplace, I don't know where it is.
Well, my father was very organized in hindsight, all right? And looking back now in the 30s, 40s, 50s type of world frame. And my father used to say that if you take something out, put it back where you got it, because the next time it'll be very easy to find.
Right.
I love that.
All right? I never do.
And he.
I like that, though.
That kind of thinking, and my mother was organized, too, in hindsight. So that kind of thinking.
Stuck.
And it wasn't like they were overly fanatic about it, but that kind of thinking stuck in my head, you know.
Okay.
It's and we're easy. Taking a break.
We have to take a break. We're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.